Welcome to the Tip TV news review, where we go through the minefield of the mainstream media. I'm joined by Matt Brown, who is an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Lots of news out there.
We're back by popular demand.
Indeed, indeed. So
starting off with Trump vowing to appeal against travel ban ruling to the Supreme Court. From my point of view, executive orders, I mean, that's it. That's just more important than any federal judge or anybody else. Why doesn't he just say, I'm ignoring you, and just get on with my ban?
Well, he's trying to ignore them, and he keeps pushing back on it. This is the fourth executive order. There's this ping pong going backwards and forwards between the Supreme Court and Trump, and I think Hawaii have said no to this ban. Even before the ban came in, actually, or comes in, I believe. So a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. I guess at some point he will make it stick. But yeah.
It's not good for tourism, though, apparently. This is what I heard on Radio 4 this morning. They said it's really hurting tourism.
Well, I mean, it's...
It's a bit of a downer, isn't it, for some people?
Well, I mean, certainly if you want to go to Hawaii and you've got you're on a dual passport or whatever, it's going to put you off going to the States. You don't really want to be kept in a holding pen for a day before you can get on with your holiday or turf back.
Well, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, let's move to the Telegraph, where Philip Hammond, bit embarrassing, really. He did nothing for 6 months, and then the first thing he actually does, it's a total disaster.
Yeah, I mean, well, he had 6 months to read the manifesto, and obviously with the budget, with the national insurance, was a big problem there. So it was initial U-turn from the manifesto, now a U-turn back, so it just feels like he's driving around a roundabout.
In a Sinclair C5.
In a Sinclair C5, remember those, yeah.
Right, on to Financial Times, where I'm really shocked that they picked this out as their headline, Dutch voters crush hopes of populist builders, so... Apparently, it's the wrong type of populism.
Yeah, I mean, populism, therefore, should be the majority vote. So how can you call yourself a populist if people aren't voting for you? Question there.
Yeah. I like the balance between the Dutch voters and then the Erdogan's informers, the dictator of Turkey, who I think actually helped the incumbent Rutte get back into power. So it was actually quite a good... quite good all round, really.
Yeah, well, worked out quite well for them. So.
Yes, exactly. So maybe he should interfere with European politics a bit more.
Well, the French election coming up, I'm sure.
Exactly, I'm sure he'll come up with something about the French Marine Le Pen and her being...
Work with the Russians on that.
Exactly, yes. Okay, on to the Guardian. For the sake of balance, we go to the more left wing of the spectrum here, and one of the ugliest pictures I think I've ever seen in anywhere, which is George Osborne, the person on the left.
Yeah.
Happy days before he got his... He got his £650,000 a year.
A day a month.
But he was laughing even before that, so to be fair.
I must say there's a better picture of him, there was a picture of him eating a burger, I think, a few years ago. And a
successfully
late night.
Or not?
No, all over the shop. It was not pleasant, so I'd rather see him drinking a cup of tea, but yes.
What can go wrong with a cup of tea, really?
Exactly.
And the Tories fined £70,000 for campaign spending failures. I'm not quite sure what that means. Does that mean that the campaign was not as it should have been, or
well, they overspent probably at some point, but you know,
skewed the result.
Well, for £70,000, that's a good investment. I mean, they're not going to annul the result, so why not? They'll probably take that.
I think that's absolutely right. Okay, on to the Times, same story, and a beautiful picture of our former Prime Minister. David Cameron in happier days. I'm not sure whether he was actually in power then. And the same story there of May with a very glum face in a budget U-turn. So people have really enjoyed that, the journalists, haven't they? Because apparently they're the main victims of the national insurance or that proposed policy, aren't they?
It's such a small change, but I think they've jumped on Hammond on that. Note the battle bus there with Cameron. Apparently you can hire the Brexit battle bus, the bus used by the Brexit campaign, £2,000 a day.
I'd like to.
What message would you put on the side of the Brexit bus if you could drive it around?
We won. No, I think the other thing is actually I would like to take that, and then also the what was the Edstone from the what's his name, Miliband's?
Oh, the pledges.
Yeah, I would have that also in the back somewhere, but maybe that's been broken up.
You should put it in the museum, in the Tate Modern or something.
Exactly. Yes. Right, finally, hopefully we can get on to the most important publication of the day, which is the Daily Mail. It's always my favourite, really. I try not to look on the right-hand side here, but Dutch PM claims voters rejected the wrong sort of populism after Brexit and Trump as he beats far-right MP Geert Wilders. His hair still, his hair's actually gone, it's actually sort of deflated a bit, hasn't it, in that photo?
He looks more like Gene Wilder, actually, not Wilder or whatever. I mean, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with that hair. A cross between that and Christopher Walken.
Yeah, and then the story of the day, of course, Chloe Grace Moretz reveals her daring new tattoo and bleached hair. I think that is really...
I have no idea who she is.
And why that's a story. But why can't we be in there, like in that bit there?
Let's get tattoos. TV tattoos.
Bleached hair? I can do that.
It could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Page of the Daily Mail.
Right, well, on that note, Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thank you very much for today's newspaper review.